Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Warriors This Week continues on 95.7 The Game.
All right, we got 1 hour left here on a gorgeous Saturday in the Bay. Dan Devone, Evan Giddings with you, 95.7 The Game. Dan's got a new pair of headphones, cans as we call them in the business. You hearing loud and clear, Dan, what's going
on?
Man,
you sound beautiful. You sound mellifluous. That's mellifluous. The word of the day. It's the word of the day there.
I know, mellifluous.
Thank you.
Shout out to Angelina Jolie. What?
Mellifluous.
What is that?
Mellifluous. Look it up. It's, you know,
like it's a $20 word.
Yeah, this is the beginning of J.J. Redick's podcast. He explains every term to you before he gets
to it. So essentially, yeah, that's part of the problem there. You know, that's what I'm talking about. They're trying too hard to be inside and give you the terminology and trying to sell that so that it creates this new fan base in basketball. It's a deliberate effort. I know this from a marketing standpoint. And Adam, mellifluous, it's sort of, so the root of the word is melody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's harmonious.
Mellifluous. I like that.
Yeah.
The Warriors have not been mellifluous throughout the entirety of the season. But over the last week, they have looked a little more like themselves. We're talking about what kind of player could come in and help this Warriors team. I mean, I think we're still all on the same page that no matter what the road records look like, they're 21-15. They get into a first round series. Well, I guess we haven't talked about this, and I know it's getting further away, but like, what would the Warriors have to do in order for there not to be wholesale changes this summer?
Win the title?
Yeah, and I both think we're not on that page. I mean, a run to me would be to get out of the first round. I mean, honestly. Like, that would be a run, and
I
don't
see one.
When
you say first round of the playoffs or the play-in?
Playoffs. Like, okay. You got to get past the play-in, get to the playoffs, and then upset a team like you did last year against Sacramento. And even we saw then, running that back from last season and getting older by bringing in Chris Paul for Jordan Poole, put you in a position you are in now, where you're basically in the same spot.
Yeah, what makes it challenging, once again, is the fact that by not being in the, you know, the number six seed and having to be in that play-in game is that you don't get the week off. And for a team that's going to already be compromised towards the end of the season because they have to make up some games, you know, this is a team that as they get into their mid to late 30s, that just does not have enough gas in the tank. And I think that's where this sort of begins and ends. That having to get through a play-in game, or if you win two, and both of which could be on the road, then you got to take on potentially Denver or Minnesota and OKC. That's really, really challenging.
It is, man. And we're trying to figure out what player it could be from the Comcast Business Text Line 707, DeMar DeRozan. He's a little bit older, but he has been playing 37 minutes a night. I think he might be the league leader or one of the league leaders in minutes played this year.
At can be Kobe White instead of DeMar DeRozan.
I don't know if you can get Kobe White. Kobe White's pretty good. Jordan Clarkson from the 707. They might have a Jordan Clarkson on their team. His name's Klay Thompson. Next year, he's probably going to be the sixth man and shooter off the bench if he's still on the team, if they can come to a price. We need shooters in size, no stiff Euros like Šarić or Bjelica. Someone with athleticism. Bjelica wasn't bad for the Warriors, by the way.
No, he fit the role. Šarić did not.
No, he did not. And that's one of the reasons he still can't crack the rotation. God love him. This is from Jimbo on YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. And I think it's a fair question. Two blown seasons. You think Joe Lacob was willing to gamble on a third? I don't.
No.
I do not think he is willing to gamble by bringing the majority of this team back at the price, even with Chris Paul probably being gone and getting under the second apron. I don't think he's looking at this team and saying, this is good enough.
No, and how can you? How can you rationally look at this team logistically and say, okay, let's do this again? You know, it's not as though Houston's not getting any better, and, you know, OKC's going to fall back to us. Minnesota's. Those teams are only going to get better. Just take a look around again. The West is loaded, and they're loaded with young talent. And as much as you can say, okay, well, Phoenix is an older team, and yeah, I guess the Clippers are an older team, but you know, Devin Booker ain't old. He's still in his 20s, and arguably he's
in his prime.
You know? And the same thing, the Clippers, yeah, but George and Kawhi Leonard are barely 30. There's a difference between being 31 and 32 and 37 and 35. So, yeah, they're older teams, but not like that of the Golden State Warriors. And so I don't know how you can look around the room or you take that vacation on your yacht, Joe Lake, whatever it is that you do, and just let you know, breathe a little bit and say, okay, let me assess my team. Yeah, it makes sense to me to bring back the core because I have an allegiance to these guys and they're synonymous with titles. And let's do this dance again. Maybe I'll throw in, maybe you get a player or two. Maybe you get this year's version of Chris Paul next year, whoever that might be, not somebody that's really moving the needle. And I think, you know, let's run it back. Let's do it again. There's no way in hell. These are smart people. Dunleavy, the minute the season's over, he's putting on the hard hat, and he's climbing into that forklift or whatever it is that you have a wrecking ball, and he's letting it rip. He's going to town. And he's not doing it just for the sake of, like, you know, Draymond, you bother me, or we've had too much. He's just making the team better, and everybody's got to go. Everybody. And I'm, again, it gets back to what it is that I thought was Joe Lacob being a bit overreactionary, a bit emotional when he said, you know, this is on the heels of them losing those two games to New Orleans and Toronto,
and they got smoked at home. Yeah.
And he said that, you know, everybody is tradable except that of Steph Curry. I'm paraphrasing here, except Steph Curry. And I think that's sort of the mantra going forward.
I'm largely with you. I'm curious what people think at 888-957-9570. Let's talk to Big Smooth. Big Smooth, my man, what's going on? You're on Warriors This Week with Dan and Evan. How are you?
Hey, Big Smooth, before you go, hold on. Do you know who the original Big Smooth was in the NBA?
Sam Perkins, baby.
He's hell yes!
Me. And don't say Dwayne Kuiper. Don't hit me with the Kuiper. That's no.
Dwayne Kuiper. So
it's me and Perkins.
Good and job. Perkins. Good stick, my
me
man.
Me and Perkins.
Pride of North Carolina.
There's Warrior dub talk, and then there's realism, right? For example, you got to be a top 10 defense to win a chip. Let's face it. So you're going to take Draymond off, who's the best defender. Who's going to replace him that's going to make this a better defensive team? It's not just about chucking up threes. Even when the Warriors were winning chips, they were always top 10 defense. So, as we said, who's going to be that person? The Warriors traditionally don't sign big names other than Durant. It's been big pieces. So it's more complicated than what we're talking about. But I believe you definitely bring the three back because, again, whoever you add to this defense, and listen, the Warriors don't have a Draymond problem. They know who Draymond is. You know, heck, Steve Kerr just said last midseason, he says, we're not winning a chip without Draymond. And what they do, it wasn't even a long free agency. They signed them because they know they're not winning a chip because it takes defense to win championships. Who's going to – you're going to remove Draymond and replace him with who to make you a better defensive player? Who? Podinsky and Steph Curry? They're not defensive players. So as we keep talking about Draymond, and I get it, he needs to get himself under control. But who's going to play defense when he's gone? We're always, let's get Draymond out of here. Who's going to play defense? You got to replace him with who? You're gonna think Wiggins is gonna be able to all of a sudden become Wiggins, two-way Wiggs, and that's not even enough. So I'm just saying, and the Warriors don't do big signings very well. I mean, I don't. Again, other than Durant, who have they signed that was a big signing?
He's right when it comes to defense and when it comes to Draymond. It's like you only do that if it makes sense. Again, it's sort of what I said. He's still, as long as he's impactful on the floor, then you got to keep him. But if you can move him and upgrade, you'll do that. As far as the Warriors never getting a big piece, aside from that of Kevin Durant, well, they're a lot older now. And so assessing the team, you know, back in the day, even as short as 3 to 5 years ago, it's not like that of assessing the team in 2024. Because it's more evident now than ever before that they need that big piece. You could get by when you were in your late 20s and early 30s, but now that you're well on the wrong side of 30, I think it's clear to everybody that now more than ever, they need to land that so-called star.
I also want, kind of going back to Draymond, like I agree, he's the best defensive player on the team. And to his point, when they won the championship 2 years ago, they were middle of the pack offense. Like they were the number one defense in basketball throughout 82 games. That's why they won. They won through their defense because Wiggins was a ball star, point of attack defender. Because Draymond was a great center fielder. Because Curry was a little better defensively. Klay was a little better defensively. All around, they had a switchable lineup that also included guys like Otto Porter or Bielitsa. Gary Payton II, I think, was a better version of himself. They had guys that could lock up. The issue to me now is that the best defensive players either aren't available enough or are too inconsistent. So he's right. Like Draymond, when Draymond's been out there, especially beyond the month of February, they've been a top five defensive unit. Overall this season, they're 14th defensively. I don't know how they get better defensively, but I know overall this year they're not very good. Like, they're not an elite defense if you look at what they put together throughout the entire season. It's the same conversation we have. I'll bring it to Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson's been really good since he's come off the bench, right? He's shooting north of 40% from three-point range. I think he's averaging more points in less minutes. He's been more efficient. He's shooting 38% from three for the entire year. So, yes, if we look at, you know, micro samples throughout the season, there is evidence that would point to this player helping you or that player helping you or this guy being irreplaceable or this guy not being, but too many of those guys are at an advanced age or are not interested some nights in playing basketball, quite frankly, that your overall season is compromised. And what I've learned most this last, you know, 2 year stretch, Dan, is that actually the regular season does matter. It does matter because you give yourself a great path if you play quality basketball. The Warriors, outside of going 18-2 to start the championship year, were, I think they were like 5 or 10 games above 500, but they were the 3 seed on the backs of a 20-game stretch that they played. That means that they had to beat a depleted Denver team in the first round, that they could catch Minnesota in the Memphis. You know what I'm saying, though? Like, now, in order to win the championship as a less than 4 seed, you're going to have to go through, because they're not going anywhere, Minnesota, OKC, Denver. You're probably going to have to beat 2 of those teams just to get to the NBA Finals in a 7-game series. That's a very daunting task. So if I'm looking at the Warriors and how to make their lives easier, yeah, I think in a game or, you know, in a series, Curry could take over a game. I don't know, maybe Klay could, you know, shoot you into a half and give yourself a chance. Like, Wiggins might be able to take over a game. I don't know. But the point is, you can't even think about, we're talking about the play-in tournament because of what they've done in the regular season. If Draymond's not available, or if Klay's inconsistent, or Wiggins isn't high and low, then we don't even get a chance to talk about how they match up as a 3 or 4 seed. You know what I'm saying? Like, the regular season matters. And I think a big reason why they've been up and down this last year, or had 44 wins last season, which got you to a 6, it's because either of age, attrition, or antics that they've not been able to string together consistent 82-game play.
Fair enough. So what's the answer, I guess, going forward?
The answer to me is to try and get younger. It is.
younger with the personnel that they currently have as far as having larger roles. But I think if this gets back to they're either too close to the age of 40 or on the wrong side of 30 or too close to the age of 20. Like, there's no one in the sweet spot except that of Kevon Looney and Andrew Wiggins.
There's no easy answer.
And those two guys are well detailed. So there really isn't. And that's just it. Like, a lot of people just think that, okay, we'll do this or trade this guy. This is what we need to do. When you're talking about an aging dynasty, it's one of the most difficult things to keep that train going down the track, to continue to be relevant. And maybe you can point at San Antonio, and I'm including all major sports, where you can say that was a dynastic run and they continue to do it. Typically, these things don't end well. And the Warriors are not different in that conversation. So the idea of trying to Band-Aid or fix this thing, it's been seldom done. And as much as we hit our head up against the wall, when you're an aging core that has won titles, how do you exit this thing gracefully and as well as keep this team relevant as far as being synonymous with NBA titles and Western Conference championship appearances? Man, that's a hard, hard thing to do.
And that's what they're trying to. Because they also don't really have a choice, right? I mean, this is all in front of them this season, but they don't have a pick. They'll get their first-round picks back beginning next season, and then maybe they'll be able to do something with that. But all they can do is forge on this year and try and turn essentially water into wine. But I'm curious if people believe that there's a fix out there or a kind of fix that could help patchwork this franchise back together, and most importantly, back to a place we all want him to be, which is in contention. 888-957-9570. That's Dan Devone, Evan Giddings with you. Warriors this week, 95.7 The Game. Let's go to Rich in Daly City. Rich, my man, what's going on? How are you today?
Good, good, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. What do you got?
Yeah, so, you know, I sometimes disagree with you guys in terms of valuation, but, you know, if I had to give up Kuminga and, let's say, Wiggins just to get someone of the level that you guys are talking about, the person that I would target would be Brandon Ingram. If I had to give up Kuminga and, let's say, Wiggins to make the money work, I'd ask for Ingram, Herb Jones, or Ingram and Jordan Hawkins. Clay and CP3 go, and then see about signing Nick Claxton, so you get a younger, get defensive-minded players, and you get a superstar in Ingram. That'll give you the 20-10 scoring averages that you were talking about to pair with Curry and the young guys that we have now. What do you guys think? I mean, because I look at Ingram as a, you know, kind of a redundant piece because they got Trey Murphy already, and they have and they're probably looking to get some seasoned playoff bets. So I think it might be a good fit. I think with the dollars issue as well being resolved by doing that, we might be set for, you know, the future.
No, I appreciate that, Rich. I don't know if Ingram is the answer for me, Dan, but I think there's something there in the Warriors are going to have to get better by kind of buying around the margins. And I mean, it might be a player like Andrew Wiggins, like a reclamation project. Now, I don't think Ingram is the answer. He's not going to come in and lead your franchise, but he's a player that after five seasons in New Orleans, one all-star appearance, has been to the playoffs, but hasn't really been a game changer. Maybe that's someone with a change of scenery.
He's been pretty good this year over the last 2 years. He's been sort of that.
He's a good scorer.
Quasi game changer, I think.
He's a good scorer.
Yeah.
But to me, I don't think he's impacted winning enough for me to say that. Like, I mean, I think the reason for the New Orleans turnarounds this year is that Zion's been healthy.
Yeah.
So it might be a player like Brandon Ingram, some that you could go and get and say, hey, if we pair him with Curry or if we put him in our system, kind of like they did with Wiggins. Wiggins was a guy that was long and forgotten in Minnesota and people wrote him off and he came in and helped them win a championship. I think those are the kinds of players that they're looking and are going to be forced to identify.
I got one for you.
Okay.
Carl Anthony Towns. I don't think
I don't think that's out of
I don't think bounds. Those two are going to stay together. I think one of them's got to go. And it ain't Ant-Man. He's not Anthony Edwards he's Minnesota. It used to be Carl Anthony's town. It used to be Cat's team. It's clearly all about the Ant-Man. That dude is just sick. I love that. That block he had a couple of weeks back where he rattled his head on the rim and it was a huge block to save a game. I think that's interesting because I don't think that Karl-Anthony Towns is sticking around Minnesota. A lot of it has to do with money, right? We talk about Joe Lacob, but they, you know, Rudy Gobert is on a huge deal. They got to pay pay their man, Anthony Edwards.
Yeah.
I think he could be available. I mean, what do you think?
No, I think he will be because you're right. His
max. But what do you think of him coming here? But go ahead, talk about his deal.
No, I don't think that's out of the question at all. I mean, and if anything, you know, if Draymond's around next year playing alongside Draymond as the four or the five, Cat stretches the floor. I mean, I don't think he puts them back into title contention, but I think he makes them significantly better. The only issue then you have to figure out would be money, because the reason why Minnesota would like to get off him is because his max deal, and he's making $55 million a year, begins next season.
Yeah.
So this year, I think he makes like 30, 35. But you're right. They're going to have to pay Gobert. They're trying to save money for Ant. I think this is an inflection point with Towns. And I think also the fact that he's been out and they've still been able to play and keep themselves in the one seed might also signal to the front office that we might be able to make this work without him. So, no, I don't. Look, Cat's a game changer. Whether people like him or not, you know, is he a
weird dude?
Is he a one on a championship team? Probably not. But also, that might be where he fits with the Warriors. Like, they wouldn't ask him to lead or carry the team the way that a number one usually has to.
Well, he solves a lot of problems immediately with his arrival if he came to the Golden State Warriors. Now suddenly you got a big. And this team is just
a big in his prime.
A big in his prime. I talked about this last week, that this idea of small ball with a team in their mid-30s is sort of just silly on its face. I think that you can play small like that. First of all, I think that's out. I think every team that's relevant in the NBA all have a big. The big has returned. Now, the big isn't like it was back in the 80s and the 90s when I was growing up, playing down on the dots, down in the post, and Patrick Ewing and David Robinson and Akeem Olajuwon. And then you double the post and you pass out of that, and that's how basketball was played. It was all played from, you know, 18 feet and in. The game has changed, but the bigs have changed. For crying out loud, Karl-Anthony Towns won a three-point shooting contest a couple of years back.
No, it takes like eight a game. He's the self-proclaimed greatest three-point big man threat of all time.
But suddenly you now, I mean, I'm getting way ahead of myself, but you think of a front line with him and Trayce Jackson-Davis potentially. I mean, now suddenly you're big, but you're not Zach Edey big where he has to live in the paint and can't go anywhere else. Sorry, man.
No, Zach Edey stinks. I'm sorry.
Big maple, brother.
I can't stand him. It's also, this is an aside, any player that's in college for 4 years or more, they're there for a reason. You know what I'm saying?
TJD!
Yeah, and TJD could have came out, but the pandemic happened. So he was also a second-round pick, which is where Edey might be. I do like Trayce Jackson-Davis, though. Let's try and sneak in a call before we got to hit a break. Let's get to, I want to allow people the floor. Let's get to Steel Toe and San Mateo. Steel Toe, how we doing? You're on with Dan and Evan.
Hey, Dan and Evan. Thank you for taking my call. No free agents coming over here, especially Karl-Anthony Towns. He's too expensive. The whole point was to get something cheaper, not super expensive. I'm kind of, you know, disappointed. The Warriors could have been better this year than they have. I think, you know, like what Dan has been doing the last few weeks, like he's been screaming for Trayce Jackson-Davis to start, and I think the last 2 days games showed he should have started since November. And for whatever reason, you know, they've been holding him back. I don't believe Draymond was the best defender. It was Trayce Jackson-Davis since the day he got drafted. And so I don't know what's going on with their delays, their hesitancy. They don't really want to make the playoffs or whatever, playing politics. The Warriors didn't really want to do anything this year because they had the talent and they didn't really go with their young talent. Draymond can't even hit a layup. I don't know why everybody's confused what's going on with Draymond. So I'm just irritated with Steve Kerr and company. Thank you.
Interesting, Steel Toe. No, I mean, I think, look, there's a lot of things to be frustrated with, but, you know, I think the problem or the question we're trying to answer on the other side, and again, 888-957-9570 is there a player or a kind of player that you believe could come in and fit and help move the Warriors in the right direction? I don't think there's a move out there that is all of a sudden going to put the Warriors back into title contention or clear-cut favorites from the NBA Finals. But there could be a move out there acquiring a big boy, a young and up-and-comer, a reclamation project that paired with Curry and the rest of this roster could make the Warriors an enticing team and perhaps a dark horse heading into next season. If there's a player out there that you believe is acquirable, we want to hear from you. 888-957-9570. Got a half hour left before noon on Warriors This Week. Dan DeVone, Evan Giddings back with you after this on 95.7 The Game.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Back to Warriors This Week on 95.7 The Game.
Evan Giddings, Dan DeVone, half hour left until noon, as always, Saturday mornings on 95.7 The Game. I mean, I know you're out of New York a lot, so you kind of understand the vibe. I thought we were going to have to break up a cat fight in the producer room. We got a Yankees fan and a Mets fan back there, Ken and Justin. You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're being peaceful.
Yankees and the Mets running things here.
Remember to go cleats up, all right? Cleats up going into second base. No, Dan, what we're talking about now is trying to, you know, not necessarily correct this season, and it's going to go the way it goes. You got nine games left, game and a half out of ninth, a game up on Houston for 10th. Play-in elimination game is probably the destination for the Golden State Warriors, who are now five games above 500. But is there a correction this summer out there for Golden State? That's the question we're trying to answer right now at 888-957-9570. I think someone along the lines of Karl Anthony Towns, who is going to be paid big money, a team that might want to move off him in Minnesota. Brandon Ingram's a solid player. They might be looking to acquire a different piece for that up-and-coming, you know, younger group. But I think it's one of those kinds of guys, right? It's one of those guys where that's not a perfect player, but you're hoping you can get him in here.
Donovan Mitchell could be available.
Maybe. Donovan Mitchell, I would love, but that's a guy who'd be pretty expensive.
Well, yeah.
Literally in.
So I guess the only way you would have some level of balance here is that you're going to have to remove the contracts of some of the people that you had mentioned, namely Andrew Wiggins, namely Klay
Thompson. Well, Kuminga's involved in all of those.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. No, he is. He's gone.
Like, best case scenario to me is you find a piece that can help you this summer and keep Kuminga.
With Kuminga as being an asset thrown into all of that, if even that's enough, Ev.
Might not be. I mean, you're going to have to pay heavy in terms of draft compensation, and that might not be something that people want to do because the future of where this thing is going, you might want picks. I mean, heck, the fact that Dunleavy, I think, hit on his first two draft picks might also make you believe that those picks could be more valuable than the player that you go out and bring in. If it also costs you Kuminga, if it also costs you multiple first-round picks, if it also costs you handing that player a big contract or acquiring another Albatross contract, that might not be enough for a lot of people. But let's get out to... let's go to one of your favorites, Dan. Robin is in San Francisco. Robin, how are you? What's going on?
I'm fine. How are you guys this morning? So there was a few callers back. So you know what? I can't stand we don't have a Draymond problem. Are you serious? Are you serious? That's like I tell my son to stop spoiling my granddaughter, because she gets away with murder. She just does. And then she comes to me and tries to do it, and I have to let her know I'm not the one, little girl. Okay, you will not with me. And she's only three. What I look like? Okay, so you know we need to stop. We need to stop that. We do got a Draymond problem, and it's an attitude problem, and that passes on, and then that also makes others think, say, for whoever get in a position to get stars or whatever, you know, that they can carry on and do anything, because Golden State were pacified. I just don't get it, and I just don't get fans who continue to justify Draymond Green's nonsense. And then the second thing I want to say, and these are particular to your callers, you know, you said that, you know, no, we never got superstars. Well, we really didn't. And under Cohen, we traded them away, you know, for like yeah. Some people like I'm saying it's like Joe Barry Carroll. Oh my God, it's a nightmare. And so when we did finally get a superstar, we didn't appreciate him. We didn't treat him like he was a superstar. He was just glad to be here. The media ran him off. Draymond ran him off, since we don't have a Draymond problem. I mean, come on, people, be realistic. We have amnesia so quickly. Now we're sitting up trying to fill in, you know, what stars, you know, positions would be great for this. I mean, first of all, you got to look at, can Carl Anthony, we like the bigs to pass. And that pick and roll that Bogut and Curry is doing, is Carl Anthony Townsend capable of doing it? All of these players, I like Brandon Ingram, but can they all play motion ball? If you look at Wiggins, Moody, and someone else, they basically are the one-on-one ball players. They kind of get left out a little because they get left out of the motion ball. Not only that, it was said last night, with some of our positions, they simply don't have, like Moody. People want to blame Kurt that Moody's not on the floor. Well, then that and then so, but then they want to compare and say and accuse him of being somewhat racist because he's playing Podzinski. They don't even play the same damn position. What are you guys thinking here? It would be Andrew Wiggins is Moody's problem of getting on the floor. You dig what I'm saying? So they kind of got a lot of talent there, but they got talent that clashes in positions where they can't get on the floor to develop them. I mean, sometimes some of these callers, they just have no brains. Peace out, guys.
Thanks, Robin. Yeah, I mean, look, if we're trying to find a superstar...
I like it when Robin takes after the callers and not us.
Well, she's just going down right down the line, kind of like, well, you see Kelly Oubre the other night?
Yeah.
Go down the line of
yeah,
referees.
Yeah.
Said, you're not a nice person. Yeah. You're not a nice person. You're not a nice person. I feel like that was the call.
But he apologized afterwards, because I saw people comparing and contrasting what it is that Kelly Oubre did in his apology and then Draymond's inability to apologize.
Yeah, lack thereof. Let's keep it rolling. Mark's in San Francisco. Mark, what's going on? You're on with Dan and Evan on 95.7 The Game. How are you?
Yes, gentlemen, I think Moses Moody is the kind of guy you want on your team. He's got great character, he works hard on defense. This is the kind of guy, you don't want to trade a guy like that. He comes to play every night. That's the kind of guy you want to build your team with, players like him. He's a great example. And the problem with Draymond Green is, if his mind was into winning, that'd be one thing, but it seems that it's not his priority, unfortunately. So, guy like Moses Moody, you build it with a guy like that.
Thanks, Mark. Yeah, I mean, I think Moody's a nice player. But this is kind of the problem with a lot of players on the Warriors is I don't look at Moody as being someone who's much of an offensive threat. I think he's a hustle player. He plays hard. He's long. He's got tools, but he's shooting 34% from three-point range. Like, that's not going to help you stay on the floor. Even though he went 4 or 5 last night, he's too inconsistent for me right now. And kind of what you were talking about, like, the way that I set it up last week when we were at Friedman's Appliance after you guys, and Sterling did a really nice job, is that the Warriors, their two most important players moving forward are age 36 and age 21. It's a 15-year gap. You kind of, at some point, are going to have to choose which direction you lean towards. And it's always been Curry. Curry's the reason that everything right now, there's a reason they got a building there in Mission Bay. But at some point, you're going to have to think if you need to start leaning in the other direction. And that might be this summer, depending on how the final 9 games go.
When it comes to Moody, I think he's a perfect example of what it is that I've been talking about. Yeah, he's a nice player. Yes, you'd like to have him. But the conversation is not about Moody. It's not about these guys coming off the bench that play hard. This is about getting players that move the needle. Karl Anthony Towns, the Brandon Ingrams, the Donovan Mitchells that we've discussed. The idea of talking about Moody, yes, he's a good player, and we all like him, right? Because he keeps his nose clean. He's got a little Kevon Looney in him. He doesn't say anything. Like the guy. Good personality. But that's just, we're wasting energy when we're talking about improving the basketball team and Moses Moody comes to the forefront. That has nothing to do in terms of whether this team is going to take a step forward or not. He will be what he is on his best days, and that is a supporting player, part of the supporting cast, which is good. Yeah, like to have him. But if you really to dig deep and you want to get into the meat and potatoes of this basketball team, well, then you have to look at getting somebody who can play along Steph, again, that is a bona fide stamped as a star in this league. And that ain't Moses Moody.
No, I mean, I don't think it is, but I don't think it's out of the question for him to be a contributing member of a good team. Yeah, that's going to take time. Just like if people assume Jonathan Kuminga is all of a sudden going to be a superstar, you probably got to pump the brakes. Like, it's not going to happen. And one thing that, you know, there are areas that both of those players just need to improve in. Like, Moses Moody's got to be a better consistent three-point shooter. I think Kuminga's got to be a better rebounder. That takes time. And the issue is that the Warriors are kind of running out of time. And the time being what Steph has left or how good he is. And so that's the conundrum or the rock and hard place they find themselves between. And I do think you're right that it's going to take some risk. It's going to take going to try and acquire a guy who is in their prime that is at least someone that you know what you're going to get. Like, Karl Anthony Towns might not be the best player out there, but I know that he's going to shoot 40% from three. I know that he's going to be a 7-footer. He's going to block a couple shots. He's going to give you 20 and 10. Is that going to be the difference in why the Warriors all of a sudden go and win their fifth title? Probably not. But it's better than the alternative, which is, again, this cannot be the same roster next year.
No.
It's been the roster this way for 2 seasons, and you can make the case it might have been 2 seasons too long.
Yeah, and it's basically the same record.
Yeah.
You know, this is a team that got in as a 6 seed, 6 games over 500. They're probably going to finish around 5 or 6 games over 500 and maybe not even get in as a 10.
No Caps in Virginia. What's going on, No Cap? You're on Warriors This Week in 95.7 The Game. How are you?
I'm doing good, guys. So I got a couple things. So I listened to the TK pod with Joe Lacob saying he wants to get out of the Zacks.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a horrible idea. They need to flip Chris Paul for 2 rotation players or just an actual star. Also, Draymond Green, I think he needs to be traded. The Celtics traded Marcus Smart, who was the longest 10-year Celtic, and he was the heart and soul of the team. And they've traded him, and they're not a 1 seed. Okay. And Towns, I think, will be good. And also, I would look at DeMar DeRozan. I think you can get him for a first-round pick. So that would be what I would do. But getting out of the tax is not the right answer. Appreciate it, guys.
Thanks, No Cap. Yeah, I mean, I would love to see them continuing to spend money. But at the same time, Joe Lacob's footed the largest tax bill in NBA history now, I think, a few seasons in a row. And if this team's a 10 seed and they get if they don't even make the playoffs, I don't know how you could pitch to your shareholders that we're going to keep footing this enormous bill for a team that is not going to be in the same place it
was. You know, Evan, when it comes to the tax and when it comes to, you know, the luxury tax and the Warriors' salaries, my simple reply is, it ain't my money. That doesn't keep me up at night. Like, that's for you to worry about, Joe Lacob. I don't care how far he is over the tax limit if the Warriors are playing well. Like, that doesn't bother me as a fan, and it shouldn't bother anybody else out there in Dub Nation unless you're invested in the team, unless you're a business partner that of Joe Lacob, unless you have equity in the team, unless your salary and your bank account is, you know, directly involved and there's a cause and effect with what it is that the Warriors do as far as salaries and time. Other than that, just, hell, man, he can afford it.
But if he doesn't want to...
Well, that's on him.
Yeah, but I can't judge him when he's spent and moved heaven and earth financially for the last 5 years. You know
I
know,
but I guess what I'm saying is that when we're talking about a prospective player coming to the Golden State Warriors, for us to dive into, that's too much money. I'm not bankrolling this thing. If Joe Lacob doesn't want to pay for him, that's on Joe Lacob. But that shouldn't be a concern of mine.
No, it isn't. But the other reality is that if you are above the second apron, you are significantly hamstrung with roster flexibility. Like, you're not just footing a big bill. You also can't access your mid-level exception. There's also, I think, things that involve draft compensation that you're not eligible for. Like, there are reasons why Lacob wants to get under the second apron and the luxury tax, in addition to just, I don't want to spend as much money. And that's the unfortunate part about the NBA implementing that, because it was pretty much aimed at Golden State. Like, you can't just keep paying this bill and keeping these great players and not just... and just leave, you know, the breadcrumbs for the rest.
Well, that was the problem, though. It shouldn't have been aimed at the Warriors. The Warriors were just re-upping.
Well, Warriors and the Clippers, but
what they created. It should have been aimed at those teams that were just simply going out and acquiring the best that the market had to offer, not for the Warriors, who drafted these guys and are just trying to re-sign them. Like, to me, there's clearly two entities that we're talking about here. That going after the Warriors, they went after the Warriors simply because they were the best team in basketball. But I don't think they were disruptive to the system. Make sense?
No, well, they were. So, for example, like, no cap brings up a really good point about Marcus Smart. So, he doesn't have four championships, but he was the emotional leader of the Celtics last year. One of the reasons they got off of him was because Jaylen Brown is making $60 million a year.
Most in the NBA.
You're going to have to pay Tatum this upcoming summer. Yeah. So, their goal, in addition to moving off of someone who they felt like, you know, wasn't the biggest piece of the pie, is also because Kristaps Porzingis has an out at the end of this year. We can use his contract to get under the apron. Jrue Holiday might not be someone we want. Like, so it wasn't just Boston moving off of him, but they also had to maneuver themselves, and a lot of teams have quietly been maneuvering themselves to avoid this second apron, not just the Golden State Warriors. 888-957-9570 is the number. Ken, my man, would we be able to bring on Matthew in the city? Matthew in the city, you're up on 95.7 The Game. How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Given that, you know, we're at the point here where we have to kind of manage Steph's minutes, there are three players that I thought really intrigued me. One is Cole Anthony. Second one is Anthony Simons. And number three would probably be, to me, like a Patty Mills-type player. These are for non-Steph minutes. We need guys who can just be contributing. Another guy I like is the guy from Washington, Tyus Jones, I believe.
Yeah.
I just want to get your thoughts on these three players as people we can add to kind of preserve Steph and kind of, you know, contain his minutes. So I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure any of them are sexy, but I like someone like Tyus Jones.
Again, though,
as a backup point guard.
We're ignoring the 800-pound gorilla in the room. Yeah, the backup point guard to Steph Curry should not be on the forefront of Warriors fans. I don't mean to go after the caller, but that's not what we're talking about here. You could address that, Ev, if everything else is in place. If you got a Karl Anthony Towns and you got Brandon Ingram and you got Steph Curry and you got Jonathan Kuminga and you're ready to go. Now let's think about, hey, how about somebody who can come off the bench and spell? First of all, I would say that they've already answered that this year. That's not necessarily a big concern. typically in years past, when Steph came off the floor, it's like, oh no, what the hell are we going to do? Let's just tread water till he comes back. But they've been able to answer that adequately. I think whether it's Pajemski or whether it's been Chris Paul or now Klay Thompson, like their bench, especially as it relates to Steph Curry minutes, has done a better than average job this year. But again, we're missing the whole point here. When it comes to the offseason, in terms of priorities, that might be like number 15. I need some boys. And when I say boys, I need some stars.
Hey, who do you guys think about? I know he's not a star. You're talking about big men before, right? And Kat, maybe a stretch. What do you think about Nick Claxton?
I mean, he'd be certainly a lot cheaper than
12 and 10.
Kat.
12 and 10 guy, you know, 24.
I like Nick Claxton. I think he's a good player. I mean, him, I know someone like Jared Allen was also available at the deadline from Cleveland. Yeah, I mean, I think those players are fine. But quite frankly, you kind of have a cheaper alternative to both of them in Trayce Jackson-Davis because he's under contract and he's going to cost you a lot less. Nick Claxton might be a better player at this point in his career than TJD is because he's a rookie. But yeah, I mean, I think I'm kind of with Dan. Like, if it is going to be, if you're going to make a big move, it can't just be for, I don't know, a player that helps you in one area.
The next time Ken comes in, can we give him a drop? Have you seen Barbie yet?
No, I can't say I
have. Do you have Barbie by chance?
Ken doll? What do you mean?
Yeah, Ken Barbie.
Yeah.
Because I'm just Ken, right? Anywhere outside
I feel
Bia
like you
10.
Are closer to the...
Do you know how long I've like, it took me to finally get off that? Like, when I was a kid, that's all I heard. And now, since this Barbie movie has come back, it's haunting since I was, like, from, like, ages, like, 7.
The doll?
Yeah, being called Ken doll and things like that.
No, but the so song, just, man. Did you watch the
Oh, no, it's great.
Awards?
Great
getting
film.
Compared to Ryan Gosling, Ken? I feel like that's pretty good.
No, yeah.
You knocked it out.
I can't complain about that, but just, like, I'm like, okay, yeah. That's like Barbie. I get
it. We'll get you locked up in Barbie and La La Land, too.
Every time Ken comes into the show, we just play his, because I'm just Ken.
I'll cut that for you, Dan.
I was going to say.
And if you can rock the pink suit. Well, that'd be nice as well with the...
Precisely. And then we'll get you on cam because the people need to see that exuberant fit, that three-piece pink suit. All right, we got like about 10 minutes left here. I want to get these calls in. Willie's been hanging on in Concord for a little bit. Let's go to Willie in Concord. What do you think about the Warriors needing a big man?
Yeah, I think it's long overdue. We've been playing small ball for quite a bit. And you guys made a really excellent point earlier that we're like, you know, our team is getting, like, older, so it's kind of, you know, we got to make a change here. And so my thought was, like, what about getting, like, a big man with, like, mobility? And I was thinking, like, you know, DeAndre Ayton maybe or, I mean, there's so many big men that don't move really well. So, like, it'd be nice to complement the speed that we play with, right, with a big man that could keep up with it. What are your thoughts on that?
Zach Edey.
Dude, if you want to get slower and you want to get more mobile, I got a 7'4" large man on line one from Purdue.
Well, the only problem with DeAndre Ayton is that you get rid of one problem child potentially in Draymond Green. Yes. I don't want anything to do with that, dude.
And DeAndre Ayton, yeah, God love him.
Too much dog in that guy.
Not a fan. Kevin's in San Francisco. Cap us off, Kev. What's going on?
Yeah, so I just wanted to follow up on some of your conversations about, you know, with Curry being 36 and he being sort of, you're going to run with him for the next 2-3 years. Mm-hmm. And Kuminga being 21, Wiggins being in between, and you talk about wanting a number two who could be a number two on a championship team. The guy in the roster who has been that was Wiggins during the most recent championship. He was clearly their second best player. He seems like he's a real sensitive guy, and I'm just wondering, you get rid of Draymond, you move Kuminga for some other piece or pieces, you bring Clay off the bench at a decent contract as a sixth man, and you see if you change the culture so that, you know, Wiggins can step up and be your number two. Because he's the one guy who's shown he can do that on a championship team. And his age is more consistent with Curry's timeline. You know, he's late 20s.
Thanks, Kev. Yeah, hey, if Wiggins wants to be the second best player on this team, by all means. But if he scores 20 tomorrow night, that'll be the first time this year he scored 20 points in 3 straight games. Like, that's the level of inconsistency.
I'm to the point. Remember Mike Singletary's rant on Vernon Davis back in 2008 or 9?
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And that's sort of where I'm at.
Can't do it.
Can't do it. I've just seen too much of Andrew Wiggins that if I'm thinking of the offseason and the contract that he has and the disappearing act and the personal problems, I hope he straightens all that out. But when it comes to him, potentially, I'm so tired of, like, he could be that guy. He can go back to 2 years ago. I'm just going to go straight up Mike Singletary. Can't do it. Can't do it anymore. Just can't do it. Can't go there.
Well, the Warriors got a chance to put together a 4-1 road trip with a win tomorrow. San Antonio, by the way, is going to be at 4 o'clock. Warriors live right here, 95.7 The Game at 3. Yeah, man. I mean, look, if Wiggins can muster it, that is more than welcome. But I think the evidence, the proof is in the pudding with that man.
By the way, San Antonio... Watch out, man.
See, Wemby's like 40-20
yeah.
game.
And talking to the audience again after the game.
Yeah.
Like, he grabs the PA mic.
I mean, a wasted 61-pointer by Brunson, man. Oh. Killed me.
Oh, that's right.
Killed
New York back in the house.
Yeah.
Got to throw it in there.
Well, you know what's wrong with the Knicks? You know, I spent time out there. They're just not going to get Randall back and OG and Ananobi's out. Like,
well, OG should be back soon. They're talking about Randall maybe practicing. Mitch is already back, but that's going to take some time. But yeah, I don't know. I'm still holding on to hope.
Yeah, so as we wind down Knicks this week on 95.7 The Game.
Let's say Joe and Yonkers go ahead.
Yeah. No, appreciate everyone that's chimed in on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Thank you so much. Comcast Business Text Line, everyone that's called in. If you're listening on the Odyssey app, check us out there as well. You can go rewind. You can check out every single podcast playlist that we got loaded up on 95.7 The Game. Of course, we also got The Game tomorrow. But Dan, my man, glad to be back rocking with you. It's been a couple weeks, but the big kahuna's back.
Let's go. We'll see you next week.
We'll talk to you next week. Same time, same place. 9 a.m. Warriors this week. 95.7 The Game. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Warriors will try and get a win tomorrow against the Spurs. Talk to you then.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.